This past weekend, Ashland University stunned Division II two-time national champion Northwest Missouri State. Ashland is led by Coach Lee Owens, who Terry Pluto says has reinvented himself at the school.
He used to be at Akron U for 9 years. In fact, he coached right at the end of the time at the Rubber Bowl. He was fired after a 7-5 season. And the firing, he sort of felt it coming as a change of administration. But he called me right after, and we had a long talk, and he said, you know, I have 3 years left on my contract. They have this, like, vice president of nothing, I think he called it to me, you know, job.
Yeah, like a desk job.
Yeah, and he said, I need to coach a team or something. And all of a sudden, a couple days later, he gets a call from Ashland. Now, before he was the head coach at Akron, Lee Owens was an assistant coach at Ohio State. Mm. And before that, he was head coach at Massillon High School, you know. So he was kind of on the fast track of going up. So suddenly this Ashland, which is Division II, you go down to Ashland now, it's a really nice setup. I mean, they've got like a 6,000-seat stadium. Like, take Akron's InfoSystems Stadium, just make it smaller. But at the time, where were they playing? In a high school field.
Yeah.
They had gone 2-9 the previous 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And 14 years later, turned them into a Division II power.
Ashland faces Harding in the Division II Sweet 16. You go to Division III this weekend, a premier matchup. Mount Union plays Case Western Reserve University. Both teams won last weekend.
Exactly. And for Case Western, I mean, this is a monumental weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Number one reason, they had never won a postseason playoff game before. They've made it a few times, but never won.
Really?
So this past weekend, in a what started as a thunderstorm and ended up as a snowstorm, they beat Illinois Wesleyan in Bloomington.
Wow.
How far was that bus ride, Amanda?
It was, what, about 450 miles?
Yes. Checked into the Doubletree. And then that night, what did they do? What did the coach, Greg Devlock, have to do?
He had to monitor a physics test for some of the players.
Seven freshmen, yeah. Next day you play football in a driving rain, turned to snowstorm, and beat Illinois Wesleyan 28-0. Come home, and your reward is?
Taking on 12-time national champion Mount Union.
Mount Union.
Going to be tough.
It is. And they, the two schools have a relationship, or the two coaching staffs do. Greg Debelak has had Vince Karras, the coach there, to come down and talk to different area coaches at Case about defense.
Okay.
And then two schools even have a more of a connection. Kevin Burke, who is a star quarterback at St. Edward, and then was the last Mount Union quarterback to win a national title, he's now a part-time assistant on the staff at Case Western Reserve. But as Greg Debelock said, he goes, there's Division III football programs, and then there's a few schools like Mount Union.
Right, which is basically just in a class of its own.
Yeah, and Debelock said, I cannot imagine being at a school where you're basically never supposed to lose a game. So that's what you're going to get on Saturday at noon at Alliance Stadium, where Mount Union plays. And I just think it's, you know, these stories, whether it's Lee Owens recreating himself at Ashland, or, you know, Greg Debelak basically turned Case Western, which nobody thought could happen, into, hey, a football power for the area. And then, of course, Mount Union with this remarkable sustained success, you know, all playing. By the way, all these games you can get into, they're cheap. And I think fans should really check some of them out.
What an exciting weekend coming up in college football here in Northeast Ohio. Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about what's going on with the Indians in the offseason. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.